Is There Any Hope? Written by Richard F. Ames. Read by Shane Browning. In cities around the globe and across every populated continent, our world is mired in violence, pain, and suffering. It seems more than ever that crime, disease, and human travail are with us everywhere you look. Have you ever asked yourself, is there any hope? God's Word gives the answer. One definition of hope is a positive, assured expectation. What is it that we can be assured of that gives us encouragement and support? Certainly, we should have learned by now that the answer is not in the nature of human beings. Human governments and institutions have not brought us lasting world peace. As the inspired book of Psalms tells us, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 118, verse 8. Or Psalm 146, verse 3 states, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help." Our hope and help must come from the ultimate spiritual source. Many of us have personally experienced hopelessness, and perhaps even depression. But personally, even in my darkest hours, I somehow experienced some deep-down, ingrained feeling of hope at a time when hope was not in evidence. Speaking of hope, the Apostle Paul wrote about the patriarch Abraham in Romans 4, verse 18, "who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken." The external evidence gave no hope, but Abraham believed God's great promise. We have been given the greatest promises of all, the hope of a great future as announced by Jesus of Nazareth, the prophets of old, and the apostles of the New Testament. The Tomorrow's World magazine and television program strive to reflect that message, the good news of mankind's salvation and the gospel of the coming kingdom of God. How sad that many individuals allow themselves to come to a mental state in which they have absolutely no hope, and even commit suicide. You and I must never allow ourselves to give up hope. Jesus said, "He who endures to the end shall be saved," and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Jesus also promised in Matthew 24 that he would come back to save the world. Yes, there is such abundant hope and promise for a wonderful world to come, a world of peace, productivity, and fulfillment. There is a way to conquer despair. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." My friends, if you feel hopeless and helpless, read about the wonderful kingdom to come on this earth in your Bible. Read the promises of help and encouragement that God will give you now, in this life. Yes, even in a society that in general has no hope and is without God in the world. Ephesians 2, verse 12. Is there any hope? Absolutely. There is a way of life and hope available to you now through the Savior of the world, and a kingdom to come that is way beyond our greatest expectations. It is sure and absolute. As the Bible assures us, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Look forward to a positive change in your life now and a glorious future to come. It's time for you to take positive action and seek the promised spiritual solution. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 15, verse 13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Please request our booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny. It is absolutely free. Request your copy today.